On Monday night, Michigan's basketball team fell one game short of winning its second national title. Although the Wolverines were blown out by Villanova, Michigan radio sports commentator John Eubakin says the Wolverines still accomplished more than anyone expected on and off the court.
The Michigan basketball team beat Loyola last weekend and made it to the NCAA Finals. That was a minor miracle in itself. The team had almost no stars, with maybe one future NBA draft pick. They started very slowly this season, with weak defense, playing one of the nation's toughest schedules. So head coach John Beilein and his staff went to work, transforming their team from one of the nation's worst defensive teams to one of the best, plus great shooting. When they got to the Big Ten tournament, they knocked off the league's top three teams in 3 days. In the NCAA tournament, the best teams on Michigan's side of the bracket were swept away early, which gave the Wolverines the luxury of playing their first 5 games against lower-ranked teams. Even though they shot poorly in 4 of those 5 games, their new defense and some timely buckets were enough to advance all the way to the finals. But when they got there, Villanova was waiting. Unlike the Wolverines, the Wildcats were great from start to finish and spent 8 weeks at number one. They had Player of the Year Jalen Brunson and 5 other players who averaged more than 10 points a game. When Michigan Radio's Doug Trabu asked me which Villanova players Michigan should watch, I said, all of them. If Michigan played Villanova 10 times, Villanova might win 9. But the finals are one game takes all. I thought if the Wolverines kept playing tough defense and returned to their hot shooting ways, they could win. San Antonio's Alamo Dome seats 68,000 fans, and it's designed for football, not basketball. When you play basketball in such a cavernous environment, the energy is often lost, but not this time. An hour before tip-off, the Alamo Dome was packed to the rafters and loud, very loud. It was a great atmosphere, with the exception of the ref's horn, which sounded like it came from a clown car. If I'd killed the operator with my bare hands, no jury of my peers would convict me. The game started with both teams treating the fans to spectacular basketball with championship-level intensity. The Wolverines showed they could hang with the mighty Wildcats, going up 21-14, a stark contrast to the start of Villanova's previous game, when the Wildcats put up 47 points on Kansas in the first half alone. Game over. But when the Wolverines' hot hands turned icy cold, Villanova's first man off the bench, Dante DiVincenzo, started hitting everything in sight, pumping in 31 points by himself. The next closest scorer was not even close. The dude single-handedly won the game for Villanova, 79-62. The drubbing at least allowed Coach Beilein to practice one of basketball's great traditions, calling a timeout to bring his senior starters off the court for one last ovation and one last hug. After the game, Beilein said, "The sadness that we feel right now will go away once you remember all the great things we were able to accomplish this season." The list was considerable. Since 2013, Michigan is tied for the most NCAA tournament wins with the University of North Carolina. Yes, the same university that had to claim its bogus courses were real to keep its banners. Meanwhile, Beilein's players rank among the nation's best in the classroom, and his peers named him the most honest coach in the game. The Wolverines won their second straight Big Ten tournament title this year and made it to another NCAA final, far more than anyone could have expected. Next fall, Michigan will raise 2 more banners in Chrysler Arena, and neither will ever come down due to cheating. Getting this far, led by the cleanest coach in the country, should count for something.